Okay, thank you very much for joining. Gavi, great to see you. Is that Dr. Joe? Thanks for joining. Shmuel, nice to see you. And Mutti, good to see you as well. So, we'll begin. Let's share the screen here. Let's see if we can get the... Get the source sheet up so we can look at it together. Chasam Sofer on Lech Lecha. Where in the world did it go? One moment, please. Okay, I apologize. Give me one second. Where did it go? I don't know where it went. Hold on one second. Where is it? I apologize. So strange. I don't know where it went. Okay. Okay, so we will begin. You all have the sheet. I don't know what I did with the... let's see where it is. One second. Oh, here it is. Okay. Here it is. Okay, let's do it like this. Fine. So... So let's begin with the first piece here. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'aretzecha me'ulatcha me'beis avicha. So the Chasam Sofer begins with a question that many ask. You would think that when you're leaving, of course, Hashem comes to Avram and tells him that he should leave from his land. Me'artzecha, Molatecha, Beis Avicha. So the Chasam Sofer has a simple question. Wouldn't you think it would make more sense to say it in the reverse direction? When you leave, the first thing you leave is your house. Then you leave your community, and then you leave your land, right? That's the order that a person leaves. So why does it say it backwards? So take a look what he says. Beautiful. Yesh lahakshos lama lo kasev keseder mi beis avicha o mi molatcha o me'artcha. It should say mi beis avicha mi molatcha me'artcha. Reverse. Ki b'tchilo yotz meis avi v'chulu ki yadua. Obviously. So listen to this beautiful answer. Yesh lomar. De'isa b'medrash. The Medrash says that this was Avram's first of 10 tests. It was a test. It was the first of 10 tests. Al-Kain, Nukat, Me'asar Nisyonos, V'nukat ha-kal ha-kal Avram Lamodbo. So the Torah listed the tests in the order of the easiest test first. Tchila me'artzecha, the easiest thing was to leave his country. Va'achachach mimolatcha, was a little harder for him to leave his community. Va'alkulam, and what was the hardest was mibeis avicha, because when you're starting the test, so you start with the easy test, then you get to the more difficult test, and then you get to the most difficult test. And certainly to leave his home, to leave his father's house, that was the most difficult test. And what I was thinking about is that the lesson maybe over here is that in order for a person to grow, clearly the fact that this was a test, in order for a person to grow and to develop, a lot of times he has to leave his physical comfort zone. That's what we're talking about with Avram Avinu. But also the idea is that in order for a person to grow and to develop and to pass tests and to change, so a lot of times you have to leave your comfort zone. You have to leave your comfort zone. And a lot of times we get into certain rituals or practices, or we get into certain habits, or just the day in and day out of the way we are, and we get comfortable. We get comfortable with our surroundings. We get comfortable where we are. And the lesson of this first Chasam Sofer is that it's hard to leave your comfort zone. It's hard to leave your country, your land, your father's house. But Avram Avinu had to leave in order to grow. He had to break his what he was used to in order to really achieve what he was capable of. Let's continue. El ha'aretz asher arecha, v'lo nemelo miyad el eretz kenan. right? Hashem is like vague. He's playing a game with him. It was like a mystery bus ride. Mystery bus. Where do you want me to go? Oh, you should go to the place where I'm going to show you. What kind of garbage is that? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tell him? I want you to go to the land of Israel. That's where I want you to go to. Why doesn't he tell him? So all the Rishonim asked this kasha. Listen to the Chasam Sofer's take. Union Rashi, right? So Rashi famously has what to say about that, right? He wanted to give him schar, right? Chasam Sofer says something very, very similar to Rashi. V'yesh lomar, de'ilu yada miyad la'eretz Kanan. So I wonder how many of us would think this way, but Eretz Kanan, says the Chasam Sofer, Eretz Yisrael. What a wonderful, beautiful, amazing, phenomenal land Eretz Yisrael is. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he was going to Eretz Yisrael, he would have like gotten up and run and been so excited. Eretz Yisrael, of course I'm going to run to go to Eretz Yisrael. But he wanted it to be more difficult. He wanted the challenge to be more of a challenge. So maybe he thought he was going to Uganda. You know, he thought he was going to like the, he thought he was going to the Congo. So he wanted it to be difficult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be a challenge. It was in Nisayon. Would he listen to Hashem? Would he follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he didn't want to tell him that it was the land flowing with milk and honey, because had he told him it was Eretz Yisrael, who wouldn't want to run to Eretz Yisrael? Interesting. Interesting. But again, the lesson here is that the more difficult the Nisayon, the greater the reward. And a lot of times in life, we are faced with Nisyonos, and we wish we didn't have them. We wish we didn't have the Nisayon. We would be much happier without the Nisayon. But we have to realize that a lot of times, the harder the Nisayon, the more difficult the Nisayon, the greater the reward. And we have to embrace the Nisyonos that we have. We have to embrace them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that Nisayon. And He wants it to be difficult. He wants it to be difficult. He wants it to be hard. He wants it to be tough, because the tougher it is, then the more growth that it brings and the more reward that you get for doing it. And therefore, Hashem didn't tell him, says the Chasam Sofer, that it was Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say it was there, because then it wouldn't have been a test at all. Oh, where do you want to go? To paradise. Whoa, where am I taking you? I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm taking you to a beautiful, wonderful, phenomenal land. You tell your kid, we're going on vacation. Where are we going? Disney World. Sign me up. Sign me up. So Hashem didn't want to tell him he was going to Disney World, because then it wouldn't have been an Isaiah. Let's continue. The next piece is, you know, sometimes, so these are ideas, the ideas that we shared so far are ideas that are very familiar. These are ideas that the Chasam Sofer is not the only person who says. I guarantee you, we're going to learn a couple of things, including the piece that we're about to learn right now, that you will not hear this anywhere else. You will not find this commentary anywhere else in any commentary. I don't even fully understand what he's saying over here. I understand the idea. But listen to the next piece. Look the way he starts. B'mesorah. He's quoting from the Mesorah. Now, what do you mean you're quoting from the Mesorah? So apparently, there are these little letters in some of the Chumashim. In the old Chumashim, I remember growing up in the old Chumashim that we had. So you had this thing. The Mesorah identifies, I didn't do the research. I should have maybe done the research. I'm going to say it, and no one's going to disagree with me, because none of you are going to know whether it's true or not. But the word Veheye Bracha, right? Lech lecha me'artzecha, ve'eschala gai gadol, ve'avarechecha, ve'agadla shemecha. I'll make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. Veheye bracha, veheye. It's a funny word, veheye. You don't find that word in Chumr so much, veheye. Be a blessing. Veheye bracha, be a blessing. Yeah, how do I do that exactly? How do I sign up to be a blessing? Would you like to be a blessing? I'd love to be a blessing. How do I do that? So apparently, on the side of the Chumash, there's a Mesorah. And the Mesorah says that the word Veheye appears in Tanakh 5 times. Now, I have a concordance. If I had a little more time, I would have looked it up just to make sure this is true. But apparently, the word Veheye shows up in Tanakh 5 times. And the Chasam Sofer shares with us a drasha on the fact that the word Veheye shows up in Tanakh five times. What are the five times? Veheye Bracha, Veheye Samim. Wow. Two of them are by Avram. Hisalech Lefanai, that's in this parsha. Two of them are in this parsha. Veheye Samim, Hisalech Lefanai, Veheye Samim. Be whole. Tamim. Be Tmimus. Be simple. Be have Tmimus. Be complete. Veheye Nachol Naboker. Get ready for the morning when I'm going to give you the Torah. Va'ale Eli Hahara Veheye Sham. Go up the mountain and be there with me. And here's the last one. Veheye Li La'av. Okay, that one you never heard of. Neither did I. So I Googled it. And Veheye Li La'av is actually a pasuk in Shoftim having to do with Micha, that Micha tells the Levi to be my Rebbe. I want you to be for me my Rebbe. No idea what's going on there in Shoftim. I didn't really delve into it that much. So the Chasam Sofer says, why are these five places in Tanakh, particularly Veheye, and what is the lesson of the five Veheyes? What is the lesson of the five Veheyes? Listen to what he says. Yesh Lomar. And why does the Mesorah call our attention to the fact that the word Veheye appears in these five particular contexts? So let's get right into it. Yesh Lomar. Isa b'chovas alvavos. He quotes from the Sefer Chovas alvavos, a tremendous chiddush. Rishis haprishis tikkun haparnasa. Wow. Wow. And this is the big chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. He says, you want to be frum? You want to be a really good Jew? You want to be a Baal Midas Tovus? You want to be a Talmud Chacham who knows how to learn Torah? You want to be Yirei Shemaim? You know what the first step is? Make sure you have parnasa. What? Make sure you have parnasa? Make sure you have enough money? That's the first step to being a Ben Torah? Money is the first step to being a Ben Torah? That's what he says. That's what he says. Because if you don't have money, imein kemach, ein Torah. If you don't have, and I would venture to say that what he's referring to here is that if you don't have menuchas hanefesh, if you don't have menuchas hanefesh, if you don't feel like your basic needs are taken care of, then you can't begin to be a Baal Midos, and then you can't get Torah, and you can't get Yerusha Mayim. Look what he says. Yesh Lomar, Isa B'chovas Alvavas. Rishis HaPrishis, the beginning of being a person of refined character, is Tikkun HaParnasa. Dim Tamid Doeg Almazon. If a person's always worried about his Parnasa, he's always worried about his food, umichi or parnasa, machshavto eino poni lahavin lahaskel b'muskalos. So his mind is not free. He's always fatracht. His mind is always taken up. You don't have the menuchas hanefesh. You don't have the calm. You don't have the calm of mind to think about being a Baal Midos. You don't have the calm persona. You don't have the calm personality to be a Baal Midas Tovos if you're always worried about where your next meal is coming from. B'tikun v'ashvayis amidos leilich achakach mi madrega l'madrega. V'im kvar tikun nafshum b'zeh v'utame b'masav. And once you have your parnasa, and then you can become a tamim in your actions with your midos. Kasher olucham min anoshi k'utzrach l'kiyam ha'olam. Because you need that. All human beings need parnasa. There's no difference between Jews and non-Jews. Once you have Heye, once you have Heye Bracha, right? Va'avarechecha. Again. I'm going to give you parnasa. Hashem says, first I'm going to give you parnasa. Then you'll be able to heye tamim. Then you'll be able to tamim. And then you'll be heye nachol laboker. Then you'll be ready for matan Torah. Lishma l'kayim v'lasos. No saval sheva mitzvahs b'inach, asher heim elokim olam, ha-shafel hazeh. V'kasher osik b'torah u'makayim osah. And once you could learn Torah, nis'alav v'niskadesh, holich mi'madrega l'madrega, yonu medabek k'v'yachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem advekim b'ashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. So then you'll be able to be misdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you learn Torah, once you get to Heyei Nachon Laboker, you'll get to Alei Elai Ha'ar. You'll be able to climb up the mountain of being a Yirei Shemayim, and you'll stick with Hashem. V'ayidei zeh tzadik Moshe b'yiras Elokim v'chol ha'olam kulo niver el b'shvil zeh. And that way you'll get to be like the rabbi that Micha talked about, v'heyei li la'av. You'll be able to be like a Rebbe. You'll be able to be mashpia on the rest of the world. Once you get to be up together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you better be mashpia. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Mesorah means with the five Veheyes. V'zeh pirush ha-Mesorah. B'tchila Veheyei bracha she'ilo bracha b'bayis uv'sadeh uv'chal she'yeshlo. V'ayidei zeh nakalo l'tamei matzmo b'midos. Then you'll be able to have good midos. V'zeh Veheyei tamim. V'achach ikabal ol Torah. So a lot of times the Chasam Sofer, this is a quote from Shir Ma'on. That's Reb Shimon Sofer. That's the Chasam Sofer's grandson. Reb Shimon Sofer. Wow, what a fascinating progression. Parnasa to Midos to Torah to Yirei Shemayim to becoming a mashpia on other people. Fascinating. So to me, the order of this progression is fascinating. The most fascinating was that the Parnasa comes first. That was the most fascinating. That you have to first make sure your basic needs are taken care of before you grow in Torah, Mitzvahs, and Yirei Shemayim. You have to first take care of the basics. If you don't have the basics taken care of, so then you have no life. You have no Menuchas HaNefesh. You have no peace of mind. You can't think. You can't concentrate. And then the second Chiddush is also that it's the Midos that come before the Torah, right? So it's Imein Kemach in Torah, and it's Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah, right? His progression is food, Parnasa, Midos, then Torah, then his Dabkus Bashem, Torah leads to a connection to Hashem, and then and only then, do you get to the elevated upper Madregas. So this is a very fascinating progression, and it's very clear that a person needs to worry about it. They talk about it in educational theory. There's something called, I think it's called Maslow's hierarchy, if I'm not mistaken. Let's Google it. There we go. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This is what it reminds me of. Maslow's hierarchy. Is it this, right? Physiological needs. The first thing is food, water, warmth, and rest. After that, security and safety, then relationships, friends, prestige, feeling of accomplishment, then you can achieve your full potential. But it's only if you first deal with your basics. It's only if you deal with your basics first. Okay, hopefully I'll actually be able to still get back to the sheet. Okay, let's not get too fancy here. Where is the... Okay, let's get back to the sheet. Here we go. Let's get back to the sheet. Okay, let's continue. Hold on. This is back on Noach. That's no good. All right, that's a problem. Let's get back to a Lech Lecha. Where did the Sheikah? Here we go. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. All right, let's continue. Vayelech Avram kasher diber yilav Hashem. So Hashem says to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'latrem be'savicha. So what does the pasuk say? Vayelech Avram kasher dibe elav Hashem. So those words are extra. And Avram went Kasher Dibe Lav Hashem. Avram went, just like Hashem commanded him. So the Chasam Sofer is bothered. Why did the Torah have to throw in those words? That Avram went just like Hashem commanded him. Obviously, Hashem said go, so he went. Says the Chasam Sofer. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I want you to go on this journey, lahanascha lotovascha, for your benefit. But Avram did not go for his benefit. Avram did not go for his benefit. Avram went because Hashem commanded him. Avram went because Hashem commanded him. And this is such a fundamental idea in Avodas Hashem. Why do we do what we do? Is being a Jew going to be good for us? Of course it's going to be good for us. We hope and pray that if we keep we live a life of Torah mitzvos, Hashem is going to keep us healthy, and He's going to give us parnasa, and He's going to make us successful, and our kids are going to get shiduchim, and all the things that we need are going to be great for us. We certainly hope that. But is that the reason why we keep Torah mitzvos? No, we keep Torah mitzvahs because we're Avdei Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's what this pasuk is teaching us. Vayelach Avram, even though Hashem told him, I'm going to make you, why should you go on this trip? Because I'm going to make you a great nation. But that's not why Avram went. Why did he go? Vayelach Avram, kasher diber lav Hashem. Avram said, God, you're telling me to do it? I'm doing it just for that alone. I'm not in it for the benefit. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al tiyu kavodim amshamshin esarav al menas lekabel pras. You're not supposed to be like a servant that serves our master in order to get reward. We're not supposed to do it for the reward. We're supposed to do it kasher dibe lav Hashem. This was Avram's madrega. B'chol zos haya kavanaso rak kasher dibe lav Hashem lekayim amari yisparach shemo. Avram went only to be mekayim the word of Hashem. He was 75 years old. He was already elderly. It's from Reb Shimon Sofer, from his grandson. Let's continue. In the next piece, so we see that Avram was traveling with Lot. He was traveling with Lot. And there was a fight between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram. And there's a very interesting pasuk that we don't usually take close, we don't really pay close attention to. Vayhi riv, ben roi mikne Avram, ben roi mikne Lot. And then, so Avram says to Lot, Al not to him riva beni uveinecha, uvein roai uvein roecha, ki anoshim achim anachnu. Let's analyze this pasuk carefully. Avram says to Lot, let there not be a fight between me and you, and between my shepherds and your shepherds. Now, who said anything about a fight between Avram and Lot? There was no fight between Avram and Lot. The fight was between Avram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds. So why does Avram say, I don't want to fight with you? So listen to the Chasam Sofer's take on this. Listen to his take. Not what you would have thought. Yesh lefarish. Kfar nemar. Moshel makshiv al dvar sheker. Call Mesharsa of Rishayim. Va'idea Mesharsa Nuchal Ha'akir Adoinim. Says the Chasam Sofer, by the way a person's employees behave, you can tell what kind of person the boss is. By the way the employees talk, you can tell who the boss is. I don't know, all of you on this call will know this better than me about like big corporations and stuff. But right, you go into the store, so the way that they talk to you in the registers, the way the people behind the counter talk to you, that usually reflects the personality of the guy who owns the store.
Corporate culture.
Corporate culture, there we go. Very good. That must have been Barry. Must have been Barry. I don't know who. I can't even see anybody on this thing. Corporate culture, exactly. But it filters down from the top. Says the Chasam Sofer, if Lot's shepherds were fighting with Avram's shepherds, that means where'd they get it from? They got it from Lot. So Avram's saying to him, if your shepherds are fighting with me, that means you want to be fighting with me. That means you don't buy into my life, my worldview. So he says, Vim Cain, may Riv Haroim, from the argument of the shepherds, Nuchal Hakesh Shagan Bein Lot, V'Avram Yesh Pirud Levavos. If the shepherds are fighting, it means that the heads are fighting too. V'Kevin Shehem Anshe Achim, U'V'Teva Ovim Zezeh, since they were brothers, who by nature... By nature, they loved each other. Val Cain. Sheyesh. Val Cain. Val Cain. And because of that, since they're really brothers, so they really shouldn't have been fighting. They should not have been fighting with each other. So because of that, so the Chasam Sofer says, he says, "V'al kein sheyesh b'leiv Lot tina b'din hadas." Avram figured out that Lot must have had something against his religion. Hamachlokes beino levin Avram, ulakach hamachalakes beino levin Avram, which is dividing between Avram. Ulakach Omar, let us not fight, because I can tell from your shepherds that you have a problem with me. So let's split up. I think clearly the Chasam Sofer understands that from the shepherds you could tell what the master is about, and I think that sometimes you could also tell about parents by looking at the children. You could tell about parents from looking at the children sometimes, not always, doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you could have wonderful parents and the children are less wonderful, and sometimes you could have wonderful children and not such great parents. But here the Chasam Sofer is saying that Lot, from Lot's shepherds, you could tell who Lot was. And that's usually the way it is, because the boss, if you're working in a company, in a corporation, and the boss runs it in a certain way, so you get influenced by that. And anyone who runs a family or who runs a corporation has to know that all of the workers are looking to him for the way to behave. And if you run a family, you have to know that your children are going to watch every little move that you make, every little word that comes out of a parent's mouth, the child is going to watch. And the child is going to learn from. And it's very, very important to remember that at all times. Oh, let's continue. So, one or two more little ideas, and then we get to the main point of the whole shiur. One or two more little, and we get to the blowaway idea. We get to the feature presentation. These are all like, you know, the previews, nice little ideas. Now we're going to get to the feature presentation. First, listen to what he says over here. So what does Avram Avinu say to Lot? Al na tehi meriva beini uveinecha. Let there not be a fight between me and you. So the Chasam Sofer points out, Al Tevas Na, on the word Na, Isa Neginas Pashta. So the Ta'amin, you have a Pashta. You have the note, the cantillation is a Pashta, the trup is a Pashta. She Negina Mafsekes. It's meant that there's supposed to be a pause after that word. Al Na. Pause. Now this is very strange. The Eshlomar, this Chabras Rishayim Enenu Tov. It's not a good idea to hang out with wicked people. Ulai Yilmadu Davar Mimenu. Maybe you'll learn from him. Says the Chasam Sofer, Al Na. What's Avram saying to Lot? Al Na. Please, no. Tehi meriva beini uveinecha. I want there to be an argument between me and you. Because I don't like the way you're behaving. And I don't like the way your shepherds are behaving. So the way you read it, there's a pause after Alma. Again, the simple pshat is, I don't want there to be an argument. But the Chasam Sofer turns around on his face. No, Alma, no, please don't. Meaning, don't stay with me. I want us to separate. El Adarabba. Tehimariba. He reads the pasuk so funny. It's a funny way to read the pasuk. Alma, please don't. Again, the simple way to read it is, I don't want there to be a fight. But the Chasam Sofer turns it on its face. No. Alma, don't stay here. Tehimariba bini menecha. I want there to be an argument. I want us to separate. Velo near yachad. I don't want us to be together. Ki anashim achim anachto, because we're related. And since we're related, it's going to be impossible for us to get together because we're related. We're going to always have to be together. And I don't want to learn from your wicked ways. Even if you say something yamin, says the Chasam Sofer, even if you say something correct, like your right hand, you ever notice that your right hand is also the word right? I only noticed that right now. Right, right is also right. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Vin hayamin vasmila ki afilu davar tov shenikra yamin. Even something good, which is called the right, ain lemeid the man. From a wicked person, you don't even learn something that's correct. Even something that's right. Afilu ata hayamin asmil anochi. Even if you want to tell me something yamin, something correct, something good, I'm going to go left. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to it. Because from someone who's corrupt, you shouldn't even learn good things. Even when they have good things to say, someone who's corrupt, you shouldn't learn from them. You got to stay away from them because there's always going to be mixed up something that's not appropriate, that's not correct, that's not right. So Avram Avinu wanted to separate himself. Avram Avinu wanted to separate himself from that. I'll come to your point in a second, Aaron. Give me a minute. Let me just finish. Let me get to the feature presentation. Here we go. So... Well, we're gonna get to the main piece that I wanted to talk about. This is unbelievable. This is the feature presentation. This is such an incredible pshat. Also a chiddush. You will not find this. You will not find this idea anywhere else. You will not find this in any other commentary. You will not find this anywhere else. Listen to what he says over here. Listen to this pshat. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So there was the war of the four kings against the five kings, and Lot gets taken captive. So what does the Torah say when Lot gets taken captive? What does the Torah say? The Torah says as follows. So Lot gets taken captive. I'll read you the pasuk. What does it say here? There's the war of the four kings. So Lot chooses to dwell in Sodom. And the people of Stone were wicked, right? Stone was a place that they're only into the Gashmias, and Lot wanted to stay there. The people were wicked. There's the war of the four kings against the five kings, and the four kings beat up on the five kings, and Stone is in the five kings. They lose the war, and Lot gets taken captive. So there's a pasuk, one pasuk. Perek Yudal, pasuk Yudbeis. Vayikhuas Lot, ves rechusho. Ben Achi Avram. They took Lot and his possessions. Ben Achi Avram, the son of Avram's brother, Avram's nephew. Vayelechu. And they left. Vehu Yoshev Bisdom. And he was dwelling in Sodom. Very, very funny. I've read this pasuk a million times. I mean, first of all, we know that he was dwelling in Sodom. That's where he was living. And there was a war of the four kings against the five kings. And if they took all of the possessions of Sodom, Vayikhuas Lot, they took Lot, Vehu Yoshev B'Sodom, and he was dwelling in Sodom. What do you mean? Of course, he lived in Sodom. So what's that talking about? Listen to the incredible chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. Listen to this beautiful idea. And listen to how it applies to us today. Amazing. Says the Chasam Sofer, B'chol makom pirish Rashi, Lo shayach kicha ba'anashim, ela shalokach libo. Rashi, all over Chumash, always says, whenever you have the word vayikach as referring to a human being, what do you mean? What do you mean I take a human being? What did you do? Did I pick you up? I took you? What do you mean? Like you have by vayikach korach, right? He doesn't say this. I added that in, but that's one place where Rashi says, lokach oso bedvarim, right? So the Chasam Sofer points out that Rashi throughout Chumash, whenever it says that one person took another person, it doesn't mean that he actually physically took him. It means that he convinced him to go with him. He convinced him. Ukvar pirashi b'makom acher ki afilu yikach ish al karcho mimakom lomakom. Even if you do drag your child screaming, you take him from one place to another. Mikamakom eino ela tilto gush v'afar. Okay, you may have taken his body. Avol daitu u'machshavto shu'ikar yishiyuso lo lokach. Right? When you tell your kid to go somewhere that he doesn't want to go. So you might take him, but you didn't really take him. His head is still back at home. Right? Your kid's watching a football game Sunday afternoon and you say to him, oh, it's time to go to the doctor now. You might have been able to physically get him to the doctor, but his head is still in the football game. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. His head is still where he left. Unless you convince him to go, that going to where he should be going is actually a good thing for him. Elam kein lakho bedvarim, unless you got to convince him. So that's what lakicha. Lakicha means to convince him with words. Sheyitin libo uritzona lamakom, umadrega shalakho, umidaga shalakho lisham. Says the Chasam Sofer. Lot made a decision to leave the chevra of the tzaddik Avram Avinu and to hang out with the chevra in Sodom. Lot made a conscious decision to identify with the culture of Sodom, to live in Sodom, to be in Sodom, to fully identify with every aspect of Sodom culture, and not with Avram's chevra. He made a decision about which chevra he was going to hang out with. Ach, chofetz bistom, ubachalo eretz akikar, kamosha dorsha chazal. Al kain kishenishba. So what happened? When Lo was taken captive, v'nisrachik mishchunas Avram u'misedom, and when he was distanced further from Avram's neighborhood, and when he was distanced from Sodom, omar bebechinas achei Avram, it says, yes, he was the nephew of Avram. Vayikhu es Lot ben Achi Avram. They took Lot, who formerly was connected to Avram. Ki ritzono v'cheftzo hoya l'srachik ma'avram. Alkein shayach bo vayikhu. So it says they took him, right? Even though, right, they vayikhu es Lot ben Achi Avram. Right? They took him away from Avram. He didn't want to be together with Avram. Ki ritzono v'cheftzo, he wanted to be away from him. So therefore it makes sense to say vayikhu. Ach b'chol zos v'hu yoshev b'sdom. Even though they took him away from Sodom, his head was still in Sodom. Af al pi shenishba gufo. Even though his body was no longer in Sodom because the four kings beat the five kings and he was taken captivity mikol makom. B'chol makom shehu, wherever he was, odenu yoshev b'sdom. It didn't matter that he was taken captive. Didn't matter where he was. Wherever he was still in Sodom. Kisham machshavto, because that was the place that he loved. That's where his thoughts were. V'daito v'lo nilkach misham. He might have physically been taken away by the four kings, taken away out of Sodom, but his head was still in Sodom. And says the Chasam Sofer, just like that's true by a wicked person, his head is in his wicked ideas and ideals, and his head will never leave his wicked neighborhood and his wicked friends and his wicked ways. His head will never leave it. And Chasam Sofer says, I'll show you some place where this is actually played out in a positive way. Laman yibu yimechem yimei b'neichem al ha'adama. Right? We say in Kriyashma, Laman yibu yimechem yimechem ala adam in Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Ramban, Lefi ha-sifri d'maisi Rashi. Divisamtem dvar el alavavchem koy al el vavartem eiro vihiglu v'tiglu begolos. Vafil hachi visamtem dvar el shlo yichadoshim alechem kishetachseru. There's an unbelievable Ramban that the Chasam Sofer is referring to here. It happens to be a Ramban that I spoke about at my bar mitzvah. I spoke about this Ramban in my bar mitzvah drasha. There's a Ramban where he says, if you look at the progression of the psukim in Kriyashma, so what do you have? V'avarte mehera me'ala adama, right? Yishamu l'chem penifta l'vavchem, v'saritam v'avarte me'alchem hem yishach, v'charaf Hashem l'chem, v'atzar v'shemayim v'liyem atov v'adamu l'sinizwa, v'avarte mehera me'ala aretz hatovah, you're going to get chucked out of the land of Israel. And then it says, wear tefillin, right? V'samtim v'sfayel avachem v'yukshartim lo'sayetchem v'yud. And the Ramban quotes a Medrash, even after you leave Eretz Yisrael and you get chucked out of Eretz Yisrael and you go into Golos, make sure to still wear tefillin. And everybody asks, make sure to still wear tefillin when you're in Golos? What do you mean? You thought tefillin when you only chayiv in Eretz Yisrael? So there's a Medrash that says, wear tefillin in Golos because the tefillin that you're going to wear in Golos is like practice for when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. That's its own whole incredible idea. What does that mean? That the tefillin of Golos is practice for coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we are chayiv in tefillin Golos. That's a whole another drasha. I only have 2 minutes left, so I can't go into that right now. But look what the Chasam Sofer says. What's the next pasuk? Laman yibu yimechem yimechem ala adama. What do you mean in Eretz Yisrael? You're not in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Golos. You just said you're in Golos. What are you going back and saying? Laman yibu yimechem yimechem ala adama in Eretz Yisrael. The last pasuk you just told me you're in Golos, and now you tell me you're in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, Lanal Nicha, according to what we just said about Lot and Stone, the Pshat is beautiful. Afal Pisha al Karchenu Anu Begola. Says the Chasam Sofer, even though against our will we are living in Golos, even though against our will we're living in Golos, Gufeinu, our bodies are in Golos. Avalo machshavoseinu, but our thoughts are not in Golos. Uvachol makom she'anachnu yoshvim, wherever we happen to be living, anu yoshvim al ha'adama hakdosha b'machshavoseinu. We're living in Eretz Yisrael in our machshavas. So says the Chasam Sofer. Just like Lot was living in Sodom, even though his body was no longer in stone, his mind and his whole thoughts were in stone. Even though we say in the second paragraph of Shema, that we get chucked out of Eretz Yisrael, we still continue to put on tefillin. Why? Because our minds and our hearts and our thoughts are still in Eretz Yisrael. And they're supposed to be always connected to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the way a Jew is supposed to think. He's supposed to be always connected to Kedusha. Always connected to Eretz Yisrael. And I just figured it out now. That's the Chasam Sofer. That's Peshat in that Medrash. That's what it means. Continue to put on tefillin so that your hearts will always still be connected to Eretz Yisrael. It's practice. It's practice for when we're ultimately going to get back. Of course you chayv to keep, continue to put on tefillin. Laman yiru yimechem v'meimechem ala adama. If you continue to put on tefillin in the chutz la'aretz, it will be considered as if your mind... If you continue to stay connected to Hashem and Chutz Laaretz, it will be considered as if you're still in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to thank everyone for joining. Next week, again, Thursday night, 8:15, we saw some beautiful ideas from the Chasam Sofer this week, and I hope we'll continue to mine the beautiful, wonderful ideas so we can all become better Jews and better people. That's what this Parsha Shir is all about, through the special and holy works of the Chasam Sofer. Thank you very much. I want you to have a wonderful week. I'm giving another.
Thank you. Thank you.